This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number two. You can join us by dialing toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up whatever is on your mind and join us. The us in studio tonight is Daryl,
Michael,
and Chris.
And we're talking about voter ignorance and get out the vote campaigns. And, well, I think the fee article here is going to wind up saying that get out the vote campaigns are a bad thing. They began by saying that there are, you know, no real qualifications to be able to vote aside from being at least 18 years old and being a U.S. citizen. And in most states, I think it's a very minority of states now that disbar you from voting if you have a felony.
Right.
Again, your mileage may vary depending on where you live, but they say that voters are free to be ignorant. Ignorance, though, has consequences. Again, article says, America was not founded to be a democracy, to be run by voters acting on their feelings and opinions. The founding fathers... Right, so... Yes, it was not founded to be a democracy. It was founded to be something called a republic, which is a representative democracy where your politicians go based off of their feelings and opinion. I don't know why it is that some conservatives and libertarians think that, you know, having any feeling other than anger is somehow a bad thing.
Right.
I don't know why people like to throw around, feelings. As if that, you know, takes the moral high ground. Continuing on, though, they say the founding fathers instead bequeathed us a republic with the powers of governing being few and defined. Although, as Spooner said, the Constitution has either given us the tyranny that we have or been powerless to prevent it. In either case, it's unfit to exist. So those few defined powers have become basically unlimited and undefined. Continuing on, freedom is preserved when the citizenry understands the principles that maintain liberty. A poll in 2017 reveals how shockingly little people know about even the most basic elements of our government and the Constitution that formed it. The poll was conducted by the University of Pennsylvania's Annenberg Public Policy Center. The center's director, Kathleen Hall Jamison, observed, "Protecting the rights guaranteed by the Constitution presupposes that we know what they are. The fact that many don't is worrisome." Any thoughts here on, you know, people not knowing what rights are supposedly referenced?
You've got millions of people voting that have no clue why we have a freedom of speech, why we have a freedom of the press, so on and so forth. And
we've got members of Congress that don't know why we have free speech, freedom of... We've got a president that doesn't understand why we have free speech and freedom of the press.
And this is not limited to one side or the other. You've got people on both factions that... And
plus those in the middle that look at both... You know, factions, which are really two wings of the same evil bird,
right,
and say, yeah, those are both horrible.
Yeah. Right. I just, to me, it's indicative of a lack of education in our country. I mean, we have this puritanical system of education that fails to educate. And I know even when I was going to school, I mean, it was more than just lip service that was given to what was in the Constitution and what it meant and the history behind it and things like that. Honestly, today, I have no idea, judging by some of the things I see in the news and hear coming out of the mouths of, you know, college students and things like that. I just got to think that somewhere along the line, that just no longer became important.
People are not learning the civics that you and I learned.
Right, right. And that was part of education, and it was not something that was just dismissed or waved through. So I think as time goes on, we're going to see a further diminishment of those things in our national discourse. I mean, it's just not going to be important to people.
Continuing on, the article says, James Madison understood how democracy alone does not guarantee the rights of the individual. And breaking in, I would dare say that democracy alone is repugnant to the rights of the individual. Because for those of you that might not have had a civics class...
But Darryl, we live in a democracy.
Hold on. Let me explain what democracy actually is. Democracy, some people think it's the majority enforcing their will on the minority. No, no, no. It's actually a minority enforcing their will on the majority. And what I mean is that on most election days, it is not a majority of eligible voters that go vote. It's most certainly not a majority of the population because you've got so many people that aren't allowed to vote.
Right.
So you have a minority that goes out and votes, and then assuming that your ballot has more than two choices, then it's a plurality of a minority, which itself is a smaller minority that then enforces on everyone.
So what you're saying
is repugnant to the rights of the individual.
So what you're saying is it's two wolves and a sheep voting on what to do with the other half dozen sheep.
Basically, yes. And, you know, let's just say that in some place that allows ballot initiative, that enough people wind up gathering signatures that say, we are banning anyone named Chris from living in this town.
They probably saw my drawing of the Mona Lisa.
They probably did. That's right. A good reason to want to have you leave the town.
Right, on a rail.
But then everybody not named Chris is like, I don't care, I'm protected.
Right.
And then all of the people named Chris get pushed out of town. That violates the rights of the individuals named Chris. Democracy, no, it can't guarantee the rights of the individual because by its very nature, it's repugnant to those rights. But continuing with the article in Federalist Paper number 10, James Madison warned of the danger of so-called factions. He wrote, by a faction, I understand a number of citizens, whether amounting to a majority or a minority of the whole, who are united and actuated by some common impulse of passion or of interest, adverse to the rights of other citizens or to the permanent and aggregate interest of the community. Factions are aroused by a common impulse of passion, and inevitably, without strict limits on the power of government, the actions of factions threaten the rights of others. In short, strong opinions may get out the vote, but that doesn't guarantee good government or the preservation of liberty.
Yeah. There have been a lot of examples, and I've often thought about 9/11 and, you know, what if you lived in a true democracy, you know, where everything was sort of a ballot initiative.
Right. So like town meeting in some of the places here in New Hampshire.
Right. They at least, they're going to determine first what goes on the ballot, and then those same people go and actually vote.
Right.
But, I mean, if you had, like, a true democracy, would Muslims be allowed to practice religion today?
Possibly not.
Possibly not. Would
I think a prohibition would have passed, but it would have been thrown out by the courts.
Well, right. But we're talking hypotheticals here, and if you had this, you know, purely democratic.
Oh, without a check and balance.
Right. And that's the thing is it does sort of temper things. It allows passions to settle a bit. And I think that's what Madison was talking about, that we would be prone to those impulses.
Madison in 1825 wrote, "The advancement and diffusion of knowledge is the only guardian of true liberty." In 1822, he said, a popular government without popular information or the means of acquiring it is but a prologue to a farce or a tragedy or perhaps both. Knowledge will forever govern ignorance, and a people who mean to be their own government must arm themselves with the power which knowledge gives. In the same letter, he prescribed liberty and learning. What spectacle can be more edifying or more seasonable than that of liberty and learning, each leaning on the other for their mutual and surest support? more from this article, plus your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What are your thoughts on get out the vote campaigns? Do they work? Should they be a thing? Should people even vote?
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink, like we have. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere, from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Zencash is now Horizon. Horizon is a privacy platform built on zero-knowledge technology with a decentralized security node architecture. The Horizon platform enables real-life uses beyond currency, including the ability to privately chat with other people. Soon, Horizon will enable you to publish information and go anywhere on the web, all with complete privacy. Horizon, bringing privacy to life. Learn more at horizon.global. HORIZEN.global.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll jump back into this, plus your calls and thoughts. This being the article from Fee that we've been covering about what they describe as the problem with Get Out the Vote campaigns. or at least that's part of the headline, although the article itself doesn't really seem to have gotten into where the problem is. Again, we'll get back into that. But first, I want to make sure that I tell you about liberty.menu. It's a website that is a tool for the libertarian community. It's a directory of liberty-minded businesses. At its core, it's a directory for businesses, also events, digital content, and more. Listings can be rated and reviewed, and there's also a bit of a social networking aspect, so you can connect and share with other users. Use of liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your voluntarist ideas into action at liberty.menu. Use code FTL to get a special badge. That's liberty.menu. Again, jumping back into, and actually going to skip down into the article because they just start quoting a bunch of dead people, some of them being former presidents, but, you know, again, just quoting a bunch of dead people to try to make your point isn't really persuasive to me.
I don't disagree with you. I just didn't know that Mrs. Obama had passed away.
Well,
what?
Well, she was the first person they quoted. Michelle Obama was the first, and then they started quoting...
She is still alive, right? Still with us?
Yes. John Adams, or not John Adams, Madison, James Madison.
Jefferson.
Thomas Jefferson, Alexis de Tocqueville. They say that he expressed admiration for the deep level of knowledge that Americans had about their government, but also cautioned that democratic voting is no guarantee of freedom. The dependent population, he says, would leave their state of dependence just long enough to choose their masters and then return to it. The author of this article says, "We have to wonder if Mrs. Obama is aware of Tocqueville's warnings of the consequences of being too dependent on government. To be sure, Mrs. Obama didn't say she prefers ignorant voters. It is, however, fair to observe that her husband, like most politicians, did nothing to disabuse the public of the idea that government should continually expand into new areas based on the opinions of voters." Well, to be fair, whoever the author of this article is, the Republicans do the same thing. They just want to expand it in the areas that they like.
Right.
"Oh, we can't cut the military. Even though we wind up spending more on military than, what is it, the next 8 or 9 countries combined, we can't cut back on any of these other things because reasons. Oh, we can't cut farm subsidies. We can't do this. We can't do that because, you know, we've got to keep growing the government. But I support small government."
Right.
No, you don't.
You do until it starts to affect your vote. And that's the biggest problem with entitlement spending right now is, to me, is, number one, their entitlements. But two, the fact that nobody will have a meaningful conversation about Medicare, Medicaid, and programs like that. You know, Social Security. These are all... insolvent. None of them can work. But what do you hear Republicans say? And what do you hear Democrats say? "We will preserve Social Security. We will preserve your Medicaid, your Medicare. And we won't touch it."
Right. Yeah, they squabble over minor details.
Right.
"I think the income tax rate should be 35%. Well, I think the income tax rate should be 39%.
And this is by design. I really do believe that they do have, you know, when you look at Republicans and Democrats, 90% of it they agree on. But they've got to keep the ball in play. They've got to keep the game going. And to keep the game going... pick a topic. Maybe it's immigration.
They have to have their areas of disagreement that maybe they don't actually disagree substantively, but it makes a good show.
It does, and that to me right now is the immigration thing. You know, you have Republicans. I'm getting posts on my Facebook page of friends of mine saying, "Man, the horde from Guatemala is coming. It may only be 4,000, but next month it'll be 15,000. The month after, it'll be 50,000.
Did you see the tweet from Donald Trump earlier today where he said, "These Central American countries weren't able to prevent these people from leaving their countries, so we're going to cut foreign aid"? Right. It's like, wait, what does one thing have to do with the other? And since when is it the duty of a government to wind up keeping people inside a mass of land?
Yeah, like Venezuela is doing.
I'm sorry, but when is it the duty of a country to send foreign aid to another country?
Right.
Right.
It's not, but, you know, like,
right.
When you start off with an incredibly flawed premise, it's like there's so much stupid in there, I don't even know where to begin to deconstruct it.
I get it, but like I said, you've got to have these political hot issues that keep everyone distracted from the real truth, which is this country is long past insolvent. It's headed for a horrible crash at some point, unless the banksters can keep propping things up for another decade. You know, I just don't see how it continues to happen. At some point, it's got to fall apart.
And speaking of politically hot issues and things crashing, let's go to Sarah in Albuquerque. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, I just wanted to let you guys know that we just had a drunk driver go the wrong way on the freeway again and killed another driver and killed himself.
Why did you do that?
I did not do that. But
you just said we. You just said we, like you were
party. You just said we aloud, as if, yeah.
Were you in the car?
Yeah, I'm talking about New Mexico, our state. When I say we, is that our state.
Oh, so the governor is the one that stood there and was directing traffic so that the drunk driver guy could go the wrong way?
Well, the thing is, when I say we, the New Mexico,
it's like... driving's not illegal in Mexico, and killing people in automobile accidents is perfectly legal in New Mexico?
Well, what I'm saying is...
What do you mean by we allow this?
Right.
Okay, well, the thing is that our state law considers drunk driving as an accident. They don't treat it as a crime. Okay, like other states like Texas, they will put you in jail for 3 months, 6 months, and then they will take your license for drunk driving. But over here, it's considered an accident. See, you could have 18 DWIs and still be driving. That's what I'm telling you. I live in this state. That's why I said
No, I'm pulling up the information right now. First offense for impaired driving, 6 months. I believe this is suspension of license for failing a chemical test.
How many before you get some jail, Daryl?
Criminal conviction, it says 1 year. Again, it doesn't specify if this is jail time or revocation of license.
Hmm.
But no, Sarah, you're wrong. It's not perfectly legal in New Mexico to kill people while you're drunk. Thank you for the call, I guess. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News.
The FBI and local authorities are continuing to investigate at least 10 suspicious packages apparently containing explosives that were sent to high-level Democratic figures and CNN this week. FBI Assistant Director William Sweeney with an update.
The investigation is still in its early stages. I have said this each time that we have faced similar situations, but it bears repeating today. It is vitally important that we do not inadvertently disclose information that could adversely impact our investigation or a future prosecution.
Defense Secretary James Mattis is expected to sign an order sending up to 800 troops to the U.S.-Mexico border. Today, Vice President Mike Pence had a message for the migrant caravan.
Turn around. We are not going to allow you to enter our country illegally.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's how you can call in and join us. Plus, there's the Discord call-in line. Head over to discord.lrn.fm. There are four call-in line options available there for you. Before we change gears and talk about some people that may or may not be law enforcement officers in Michigan, I want to make sure that I tell you about the Texas Bitcoin Conference. Yeah, it's not too late. It's coming up in 2 days, though, October 27th and 28th in Austin, Texas. And the schedule is finally available with multiple networking opportunities, panels, and keynotes from industry leaders. 2018 may be the best year yet to attend. The Texas Bitcoin Conference has everything from a governance panel to a juggling workshop, with speakers like Paul Pui, Bruce Fenton, Lynn Ulbricht, and more. For the full schedule and for tickets, head over to texasbitcoin.com/schedule. texasbitcoin.com/schedule. That's where you can go to see the schedule and get your tickets. And, of course, Mark and Ian will be there recording Free Talk Live for Saturday and Sunday at the Texas Bitcoin Conference.
Now, Free Talk Live will be live, so keep the radios tuned in.
No kidding. That's typically when we do remote stuff, it's recorded. That's cool.
Yeah, it's going to be recorded from there, but there will be shows from the Texas Bitcoin Conference, but I was throwing to you for this Michigan story.
So something strange is going on in Michigan. They look like cops, but they're not, and they're all over Michigan. This from
Halloween?
The Detroit Free Press.
Yes. Do they have shiny badges?
They do have shiny badges.
Do they have extra rights?
They do have extra rights.
Do they have trick-or-treat
bags? At least they think they do.
They do, okay.
This is a spooky ghost story.
All right.
They have guns.
wear badges and patrol Michigan streets. They're even in uniform, but they're not real cops.
Dun, dun, dun.
Across
Michigan, they private security officers?
Oh, you'll love this.
We're getting there, Daryl. Be patient.
I'm just trying to think, you know, because private security officers also have uniforms. Some of them wear badges. Some of them have guns.
Right.
Across Michigan, police departments have enlisted civilians to work alongside licensed officers to patrol communities and even assist real cops with arrests. But unlike the regular officers licensed by the state, these armed civilians are unregulated.
I seriously doubt that they are unregulated, but I want to hear more.
Let's find out just how unregulated they are. Detroit Free Press investigation found there are no state-established training requirements for reserve officers, as they're commonly known, no standards for screening their qualifications, and no process for monitoring their conduct.
Oh, so it's kind of like the regular police department that also really doesn't have a process for monitoring the conduct.
Well, they conduct an
internal investigation and 6 months later determine that you did nothing wrong when you shot that dog.
Yeah, but right. For these guys, there's no internal to conduct an investigation.
Right.
The state agency responsible for police licensing and training is not regulating reserve officers, despite gaining that authority last year to do just that, and they have no idea how many such unlicensed volunteers there are statewide. This lack of oversight continues despite numerous incidents of questionable, even illegal conduct by reserve officers in recent years.
So I wonder if some of the police departments in Michigan might be hiring these reserve officers and then telling them, go do illegal things, so that they know that we're not going to have to conduct an internal investigation into any of this. There's also no union for you, reserve officer guy, but don't worry, because you can't be investigated.
And you get a badge and a gun.
Right, and this comes up, and there are a lot of police departments, the idea of the ride-along, that's a mm-hmm. real thing. That's somebody.
Well, the ride along, they don't give you a badge and a gun.
Right, but with reserve officers, and who was it? Steven Seagal.
Mm-hmm.
I think before he became part of the Louisiana Sheriff or Parish Police Department, he was tagging along as a reserve officer. A lot of states have this. So my solution here would be to fire the regular cops and just leave the unregulated reserve officers, right? They're just regular citizens.
So they can just wind up going and shooting your next-door neighbor's dog with impunity because somebody called in a tip and they went to the wrong house?
I think they would quickly learn that since they do not have the protections of being a regular police officer, they may not act like regular police officers.
We don't know
officers.
If they don't have the protections. This just says that there's nothing to monitor their conduct. So if their conduct can't be monitored, how are you ever going to wind up determining whether they did something wrong or not?
The agency that's supposed to be monitoring them isn't.
Right. So do they still have the qualified immunity, the statutory immunity, and the other immunities?
That's the question. I'm just kind of spitballing here and saying no. I think if you got rid of licensed police departments and just used citizens as quote-unquote police officers to keep the peace, I don't see it as a bad thing. Now, yes, there's going to be some accountability issues, but those things can't be resolved locally. I mean, in my hometown and town I live in today, we've got two police officers right now. Why couldn't I just have two volunteers, two guys that like police work?
And what do those guys do all day?
Well, there's just two of them, so one of them runs and gets the donuts. The other one takes the calls.
Well, what do the guys in the fire department do all day when they're not driving the big red truck looking for fires? Oh, that's right. They sit inside the fire department.
Most of them just are at work around here because nobody really gets by on firefighter wages or anything like that. People have different jobs.
Right, but even in the places where they have a, quote-unquote, professional fire department.
Sure.
where they pay people, you know, a full-time wage or whatever,
yep,
they're not driving the truck around looking for things that are on fire. They sit at the station
usually
until they're told something's on fire.
Every once in a while, we get a story about a firefighter who turned arsonist and started fires so that they'd have something to do.
That is the first I've talked to arson investigators because my town had a string of arsons a while back. And that was their first. The first people we looked to were the fire departments. You know, who's the newest guy who carries the most radios on his belt and has the most lights on his vehicle? 9 times out of 10, that's your suspect.
Mm.
So.
Anyway. So let's continue with this article.
That's a good idea. The Free Press found a convicted felon who could not legally carry a gun actually patrolled as an armed reserve police officer in Highland Park. The former leader of a hate group volunteered as a reserve with Western Michigan police agencies, and a Flint reserve officer was convicted after running a vigilante force that once illegally detained teenagers holding them at gunpoint. The Free Press investigation also found there are about 3,000 unlicensed civilians supplementing the ranks of law enforcement agencies across Michigan, based on information compiled by the newspaper through Freedom of Information Act requests filed last year. Most are considered reserves or auxiliary officers, but the newspaper also identified other unlicensed civilians, such as members of sheriff's posses and mounted and marine units. It's believed to be the first such accounting of this group of officers.
All right, so I'm really intrigued by the use of the term posse outside of a Western-themed movie.
It's exactly what it sounds like.
They
still exist. Sheriff can call a posse. I think that's even mentioned in RSA within New Hampshire. That's our
revised statutes annotated.
Thank you. Our version of laws, and that the sheriff of a county has every right to call a posse. So, and that's basically calling for volunteers.
Pretty much.
Yeah. I'm kind of digging this. I don't know, Michael. Good story.
Yeah. So I'm going
to
have
get
to
into
dig
this
in
a little bit more.
Dig into the posse laws, and then, yeah, definitely talk more about these auxiliary officers and reserve officers in Michigan. Do they actually have the same immunities as all of the others? I'm guessing they do. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
The Liberty Dollar was so successful that the United States government had to take it down, and its founder, Bernard von Notthaus. Now Bernard's son Extra has launched Liberty Dollar 2. LD2 is a cryptocurrency, but each token is backed by the same gorgeous fine silver rounds that Liberty Dollar has always been known for. Your silver is secured in an audited vault and can be redeemed at any time. There's only a few thousand LD2 Zero tokens left in the crowd sale at LD2coin.io. Get yours, LD2coin.io.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's how you can call in and join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. We'll get back into the story from the Detroit Free Press here in just a moment, talking about the 3,000 kind of cops that may or may not actually be cops, depending on how you define cop, but apparently there's at least 3,000 of them in Michigan. Again, we'll get back into that in just a moment. But first, want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. And Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveAtPurse.com. Now, Bitcoin.com, that's where you can go to find out a bunch of different news and information about Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. And SaveAtPurse.com has been around for about 4 years, and they've helped at least 200,000 users save at least $4 million using Bitcoin. And they recently implemented to where you could directly deposit Bitcoin Cash, BCH, into your account. You can save between 5 and 33% on things that you're going to buy anyways when you shop online using SaveAtPurse.com. So what you do is you add items to your cart. A few different ways you can do that. You then fund your account. You select your discount, and then you save. SaveAtPurse.com. That's SaveATPurse, all one word, SaveAtPurse.com. It's Daryl, Michael, and Chris in studio tonight, and again, talking about the unlicensed civilian supplemental law enforcement officers that wind up going by several different names in this article. Michael, you were telling us this story, or relaying the story from the Detroit Free Press, where they did a FOIA request recently to get some of this information.
Yeah, we had just started getting into this. There are about 3,000 civilians by different names, auxiliary officers, reserve officers. Some of these have turned out to be felons. Some of them have turned out to be hate group members. Some of them have actually committed crimes while they're out there with the badge and the gun. So we were just getting into the Freedom of Information Act request that the Detroit Free Press filed.
Yes.
They've Among the things they've learned, Michigan is falling behind other states that have already implemented standards for reserve officers. The responsibility to set training requirements in Michigan falls to MCOLS, the Michigan Commission on Law Enforcement Standards. But the agency itself has no immediate plans to take on such a task, despite gaining the authority to do so nearly 2 years ago.
Now, this is rather interesting to me, because generally government agencies want to wind up, you know, throwing out regulations before they even have the authority to throw out regulations.
Right.
Usually they do, but these guys, they don't seem to actually want to regulate these reserve officers in any way. So we've learned that the responsibilities of these civilian reserve officers, who are mostly unpaid volunteers, varies widely, from serving as the partners of licensed cops on patrol to riding horses in parades and units that are generally ceremonial.
Interesting.
Yeah, so a lot of these reserve officers are just up there for show, but a lot of them are out on the streets patrolling just like other cops.
Right. So I guess the question is as someone who questions the authority of a lot of police and things that they do anyway, is this just necessarily a bad thing? Should the state be involved in regulating police officers if one questions whether we should have police in their current form anyway?
Well, the state creates the police officers.
Right.
So, you know, should the state regulate itself?
That's basically the question. Should the state regulate itself? Should they conduct their own internal investigation into whether or not they have properly regulated the people that are out there enforcing the laws passed by the state?
That's true.
Yeah, yes. This is not a thing of should Brinks wind up setting rules for Wells Fargo?
Right. I understand what your point is. I just look at this and go, the angst is misdirected. I would rather see citizens, you know, taking care of their neighborhoods, keeping an eye on things. Because, face it, without police officers being so gung-ho and so built up and so militarized that they find lethal situations every single day, even when they're looking at a chihuahua, you know, why couldn't just regular citizens be police who, you know, patrol their neighborhood and, you know, if something's going on, they call their friends. And, you know, I like I said, my biggest issue with what
it's
goes...
It's been done before. I mean, this is not some crazy idea. It's like how things work for most of human history.
Exactly. And people tend to forget that. People think of these institutions we have today as things that must have existed since immemorial.
And they didn't.
And when was the first police force created in London?
London in like the 1830s, I believe.
Yeah.
It was pretty new.
Yeah. I mean, we're talking 150 years, a little bit more than that. But
almost 200. But
right. But still, this is not something that somehow we made it through, you know, the previous almost 2,000 since Jesus was born without having things like this. But then again, at various points, you had soldiers in the street. So
that's true enough.
Right.
Shall we go on?
Yeah. I want to hear more.
The Detroit Free Press says that many reserve officers do serve the public well, helping out with things like traffic control, crowd security, and even on patrol with licensed officers. And despite the lack of statewide requirements, it's common for police departments in Michigan to require reserve officers go through some kind of training, but typically it's not up to the level of a licensed officer. Now, critics say not having state oversight and rules that govern training is problematic and puts reserve officers and citizens at risk. Now, quote, you have a person carrying a gun who could take someone's life in the right circumstances, someone who has a badge and authority who can take away their personal freedoms against the Constitution, said David Harvey, former executive director of MCOLS, who successfully lobbied the legislature before his retirement to grant MCOLS the authority to set standards for reserves.
Well, maybe he should have set the standards before he retired. He wanted the ability to make standards.
Right.
He lobbied to get the standards, and then he retired.
That's correct.
Right.
You would think that if he wanted these standards so badly, he would have stayed around to write them and then make sure that they were in place.
Well, you know, I don't know yet who his successor is, but apparently someone dropped the ball there.
Or they just don't care, you know? It's right. Just not important in their list of things to do.
Right, and, you know, on the one hand, Chris, I want to agree with you because I agree with sort of the underlying premise of where you're coming from, but since this is a government entity and they keep referring, these are people that have a badge and authority,
right,
they should most definitely be regulated by the entity that gave them authority.
I don't disagree with that. I'm just trying to broaden the discussion a little bit about why the system is the way it is, and has it failed us? And I think it has.
Right. I don't even think that, you know, the police as they currently exist should.
Agreed. Right. I'll agree completely.
I'll go for that.
Yeah. All in favor?
Aye. Say aye. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, and there might be some people that are listening that don't really understand what we mean when we say the police as they currently exist shouldn't.
Right. And historically, I mean, there's been sheriffs longer than there have been police.
Right.
And the sheriff
of Nottingham.
The sheriff of Nottingham. The sheriff would at various times act as a tax collector. At some points, he would be the one charged to keep the peace. He was an elected official. And he could deputize people. He could, right, you know, call up people if he needed help. And that was, you know, the idea of the posse and things like that.
Right.
But it didn't require police forces, and it certainly didn't require, since we've declared war on drugs and drugs are winning, the complete militarization of the police department, where you call the police because you think you hear somebody outside, and the guys that show up look like they walked straight from Fallujah.
Right.
You know, you know.
A lot of the immunity, you know, when we go back and we look at, say, the Wyatt Earps,
yeah,
from, you know, the Wild West, which wasn't actually that wild,
right,
but, you know, the sheriffs of the time, they didn't have all of the immunities that currently exist. If they,
right,
were violating the rights of someone, they were held liable for what they did.
Right. Right.
Now you have people that throw flashbang grenades through a window into a baby's crib, and the court rules, well, they didn't know what was on the other side of that window, so therefore it's not their fault that it landed in a baby's crib.
They feared for their life, Daryl.
Yeah. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. And if you believe that, I've got a bridge to sell you in Arizona. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.